Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be ye filled, she said, with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Just lift up your hands wherever you are right now. Wherever you may be right now, lift up your hands and say, Lord, fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Empower me for service. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now give him a praise. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. My God. See, Sheila started that. Because when you talk about him, he will manifest. That's the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, the Lord's been dealing with me about ministering and how to minister. And it's interesting when you've ministered for 30-some years, but he still deals with you regarding ministry.
Amen.
You're ever learning, man. I'm not going to say not coming into the knowledge of truth, but you're ever learning with God. As you walk with him, but you think about it, he's God. No way in the world you're going to get to know him quickly. He has so many facets and things to unfurl and unfold unto us. But he's been dealing with me, and what we have to do is get to a place where we're not ministering out of the flesh, but we're ministering from the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Because Paul said, in my flesh, that is within me, he says. So he was saying, in him dwells no good thing. In other words, the flesh is cursed. So how can we minister from a cursed place? Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. We have to despise the flesh when it comes to ministry. And minister from our spirits.
Amen.
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 Lean and depend on God. I heard Sister Sheila say, Isaiah, how he saw the Lord, and the Lord was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. But I told somebody, I said, when you see the Lord, simultaneously, you see yourself. Oh, come on, because at the same time Isaiah saw the Lord, he saw himself. Oh, God. And he understood how wretched and undone he was. That's why someone who has really seen God is not an arrogant person. Hallelujah. Because when we see him, we see our state. And we just say, Lord, have mercy,
mercy
on us. We're not worthy to do anything for you. But we're going to lean and depend on you. Amen. Praise his holy name and not lean to the arm of the flesh. Amen. Praise God. And Sister Sheila said, God can use anybody. However, the vessel is important. Oh, y'all don't like me.
Come on, that's the truth.
Come on now. You're supposed to look beyond the vessel. However, the vessel needs to be holy. Oh, y'all don't like me today. The vessel is supposed to cause you to see beyond him or her and to see God. So the vessel is important. Oh, come on now. I believe it was Vanessa Wednesday asking for prayers for leaders.
Amen.
Amen. And I heard her heart, because all of them aren't living the way the Lord would have them to live, or leading the way the Lord would have them to lead. Y'all give them a pass. I won't. I'll pray for them. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, because leadership matters. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We don't have to be perfect, but we need to be sincere. Come on now. Hallelujah. And again, not lean to the arm of the flesh. Oh, God, I'm gonna move. God gave apostles. That's what the scripture said. Prophets. Pastors, teachers, evangelists. Praise God for the work of the ministry. And for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, God specified that that group fed the body. Oh, y'all don't like me. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. That means he can't use other folk, but his preference is that the fivefold ministry do the feeding. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Just trying to say that vessel matters. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise his holy name. That's why the church, I'm not talking God's miracle church, but I mean in general, so messed up because crazy folk leading folk. And before I take it back, I'll add more to it. Amen. Praise his holy name. Let's look at the scripture for this morning, giving honor to God and Pastors Martin and Pastor Michael. We and ministers and all assembled here today, I just want to look at a title today, examine, focus in on a title a few minutes, and then we'll pray and move on. And Sister Sheila alluded to some of it. I think she said something like, God's not through with us, and God is looking to do something new, and God wants to pour out the latter rain. And one scripture say he'll pour out the former and the latter at the same time.
Come on.
Praise his holy name. Glory! 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 Meaning we'll be inundated and saturated with the glory of God as the rain falls. Oh, God, thank you. Yeah, I think Pastor Linda even included that in her prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. And the pastor, he confirmed that this was what God wanted me to preach. He didn't tell me that, but what he said the last time he spoke at the end of the his sermon, he went to the prodigal son. And I was already mulling over the prodigal son. I said, thank you, Lord. Last week, I believe Pastor Michael talked about, Lord, he didn't get to preach, but he talked about, Lord, have mercy, or the mercy of God. And I believe it goes hand in hand with what we're going to speak to today. So we're going to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 15. And I just wrote stuff down. I don't even stick with notes most of the time, but I write them down just in case. Luke 15, and start reading at verse 17. I didn't want to do the entire thing. You know, didn't want to do it. It would have taken too long for me. They tell us not to do more than 10 verses, hint, hint. But I'm going to do one or two more. Amen. I'm sorry, but I got to preach it today. Amen. Praise his holy name.
Amen.
Another thing G. Craig said, he said, look, I can't. G. Craig, a great preacher and teacher on talking about the truth behind hip-hop. He's been preaching that thing for 20 years and it's coming into fruition now. Ask Puff Daddy if it isn't. Amen. Praise God. But I move on. He was talking about how he cannot preach how he feels.
Amen.
He said God didn't call him to preach how he felt. He's got to preach what God is saying. It's about how God feels, not about how I feel, because anybody can get up here and talk about how he or she feels. Got to preach as an oracle of God. Amen. Now, I want to sometimes preach how I feel, but God didn't call me to do that. Didn't call any of us to do that. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, I didn't already preach. I ought to give him a praise. Amen. Praise his holy name. Luke 15, 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger.
That's right.
I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But listen to the father. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. I told you ain't no party like a... Whew. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father have killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. And if we could, let's just go to the book of Haggai. Praise God. Chapter 2. And we'll just read verses 8 and 9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited about it today. Haggai 2, 8. And nine, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace or prosperity. Saith the Lord of hosts. Praise his holy name. So in Luke 15, verse 22 will be our key verse when it says, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. I want to talk about the best robe and how God has saved the best. God, I feel you here for last. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Y'all, we say we're in the last days. Well, if that's the case, I believe he saved the best. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! For last, this end time outpouring, this end time anointing, the best robe anointing. He saved the best for last. And I say that unapologetically, because if you've gone through what I've gone through, you praise him too. If you've been through what I've been through, you will not apologize for God pouring out his blessing upon your life. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And I believe I'm receiving that best robe anointing. And he saved the best for last. Come on, Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. You know what the Lord told me, and he may go home tomorrow, but the Lord told me that while I was in the hospital, and I didn't even pray for my father. I know that seems blasphemous to some of y'all, but as Pastor Michael says, sometimes you just need to be quiet and stand still and see the salvation of God, because the Lord didn't lead me to open my mouth. But I just touched him. You know, just a touch. And the Lord said, it'll be all right. Oh, I feel him here. And he told me, he said, as long as you touch him, he going to keep getting up and coming out the hospital. The only way he goes if you stop touching him. Hallelujah. What does the Bible say? Believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You can anoint them with all their different methods and modes, but sometimes all it takes is a laying on of hands. God, and you do it by faith and say it's done. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes a little less talk and a little more faith. Come on now. Hallelujah. The best robe. Oh, God, help me, Holy God. I didn't mean to step in anything with that, but that might be true, though. The best robe. He saved the best for last. Now, often we look at this account, this parable, from the son's perspective. But Jesus wasn't really telling it from the son's perspective. He was telling it from the father's perspective. Amen. He goes into detail about the son, but it's really more about the father. He starts by saying, if one of you loses a sheep, you'll leave the 99 and go searching for the one you lost.
That's right.
Amen. Then he talks about the woman who lost a coin. And she searched the whole house until she found it. They had lost something. Now he's talking about the loss of the father. You know, it's something, as the prodigal son did, to lose your dignity, your respect, your wealth, if you will. But it's something else to lose your son.
Come on, come on.
To lose your child. I remember Brother Eric not too long ago, he was talking about even going to pick his son up from work. And he was talking about how it bothered him that his son would even question that he would be there on time, because he loved his son so much he wanted him to know that he was there for him. That's the love of the Father. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Michael and Sister Renee were talking about in midstream, in midweek. She said, I don't even like New York. But they took off and they went to New York because the Son, they felt, needed him, needed them. He said, I didn't go as a preacher. I just went to give some love. Hallelujah. So this father had lost his son. And Pharisees, of course, what precipitated this was that the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus and he was receiving sinners, eating with sinners, and they said, why are you doing that? They were saying that wasn't right. But Jesus, the Bible says, the sinners drew near to him. We get this thing messed up sometimes. We think, oh, he just going because ain't no, he liked to party. No, the Bible said that the sinners, you look at verse 15, 1, it says, chapter 15, verse 1, they then drew near unto him, all the publicans and sinners, for to hear him. So they came to him so he could minister to them. It wasn't all the other way around. Well, because he just liked being in the club. Oh, y'all don't like me. No, he wasn't doing a 50 cent. He ain't just like the club. God help me, Holy Ghost. He was sitting with them and communing with them because he wanted to minister to them. He didn't come to hear them. They came to hear him. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. And so in verse 17, it tells us about, starting at verse 17 in Luke 15, it tells us about the prodigal son, what we call the prodigal son going astray. And if I touch on any points, it will be first, I believe, that he, about what was discovered in this account. And then what was, secondly, what was covered. And then thirdly, well, let's go back. What he discovered, what he covered, and then finally, what was restored to him after all that he went through. Praise his holy name. What he discovered, what was covered, and I wanted to say what was recovered out of all that he went through. So we see the prodigal son out here wasting his substance, partying. Y'all don't like that because you're still partying. And you're still wasting your substance, some of you. God, I know I'm right about it. You know, I was thinking about how folk in the club on Saturday, and they in the house of God worshiping, trying to on Sunday. Amen. And sometimes they forget which move should I make. You know, God help me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute, that ain't no church move, but too late now. God help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. So he's out there partying and he loses everything he has. And of course the father is missing his son. And I want to intimate to you who are going astray, if you've gone astray, God's not mad with you. But he's missing you. God, I feel you here. He just wants you to be home. Pastor, I know you're a good father. And yeah, when the the kids get big and bad, sometimes they want to go out and stay out all night long and stay up. But you don't really get comfortable. You don't really have any peace till they get back to the house. Come on now. Not because you're trying to be a tyrant, but there's some comfort in having them around and knowing that everything's all right. Ooh. He's not mad with you. He's missing you. He wants the fellowship with you. Ooh. Tired of seeing you struggling. Tired of seeing you living beneath your privilege. Just waiting for you to come back. Come back home. So the prodigal son, if you will, he discovered that all that glitters ain't gold. You know, he said, give me my stuff. I'm going to go out and have a good time. He lost all he had. Became empty. Hungry, praise his holy name. And he discovered that there's no place better than being in the Father's house. He said, in my Father's house, y'all don't hear me, there's more than enough. In my Father's house, there's peace. In my Father's house, there's joy. In my Father's house, there's everything I need to get by. I've got to go back to my Father's house. I'm hurting, but I'm going to the Father's house. I'm in pain, but I'm going to make it back to the Father's house. I don't know how he's going to receive me, but I'm going to take my chance in the Father's house. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm dirty because I've been feeding pigs, but I'm going back. They're going to laugh at me. But I'm going back. They're going to talk about me. But I'm on my way back to the Father's house. Woo. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Because everything I need is in the Father's house. I can't find it in the field. Can't find it in the world. Can't find it in the hog pen. But all that I need is in my Father's house. Does anybody know that there's joy in the Father's house? Do you realize that there's peace in the Father's house? Have you discovered that there's healing in the Father's house? He discovered that he had made a miscalculation. Praise his holy name. And the grass was not greener on the other side, just artificial turf. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. So he says, I'm going back to the Father's house. Great God Almighty. He discovered that this stuff, what he thought was good, wasn't good. He miscalculated. And now he takes this trek back to the Father's house. And doesn't go arrogantly. He said, just make me a hired servant. In other words, just let me in the house. Good, around the house. Yeah, just around the door. Can I be at the door and you push me a little soup outside the door through a slot in the door? And you know what? I don't have to be in the pulpit, but just get me to the house. Let me get to the Father's house. Because I believe glory will go outside the door. Just get me to the Father's house. Praise his holy name. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Because I've been healed in the Father's house. I've been restored in the Father's house. Tears have been wiped away in the Father's house. They have accepted me in the Father's house. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. So he's going back. But the Bible says that the Father, when he saw him afar, that tells me he was looking. He hadn't given up on him. I believe he knew sooner or later he was coming home. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Aren't you glad when you were afar, the Father kept on looking for you? You were a long way away, but he decided to keep on trusting that you are coming home. Praise his holy name. He was dealing with your heart, but you were still drinking. Afar, but the Father said they coming. He was dealing with your heart. You were coming, but you were sacking up. But the Father says, "She or he is coming." From afar. And can I just insert this? I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit. But when the Father, when they did have a reunion, Father won't fussing. I told you, we don't need your fussing. We need your love. I know I messed up. Now just love me in spite of me. Come on now. Matter of fact, I start to wonder what good the fussing ever do. Praise his holy name. I know they messed up, but stop fussing at them and just love them. Because you messed up too. God, help me, Holy Ghost. And he without sin, let him or her throw the first rock or cast the first stone. Amen. Love them when they come back. Hallelujah. I'm just so glad you are alive. I'm so glad that the world didn't kill you. I'm so glad that you made it through the heck and the high water you made it through. I'm so glad that you got over and made it through. We'll take care of the other stuff. We'll nurse you back. But in the interim, we're just going to love you. Amen. The Bible says, when the Father saw him afar off, hallelujah. The Bible says that the Father ran to meet him. Now in that culture during that time, it was shameful for a man to run. He would have to take his tunic and tie it up and expose his legs. And during that day, you weren't supposed to do that.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. But the Father said, I'm going to break my rules. I'm going to break etiquette here because that's my son. I know I'm not supposed to, but you know what? I'll take the shame. But my boy is coming home. Praise his holy name. Now, they say that also when a son returned from being with Gentiles, or after interacting with Gentiles, that if he returned to that village and the villagers caught him outside the village, they would shame him before he was accepted back in the village. That's another reason the father ran. He said, I'm going to get to him before they get to him.
Yeah, that's right.
They ain't going to shame my son. He belongs to me. I want him to know that I have him covered in the name of Jesus. And I'm so glad that God loves us enough. Jesus telling this parable that he'll run to meet us. That's enthusiastic love. That's the overwhelming, reckless love of God. When he'll run to come to your rescue. Won't he do it? In the name of Jesus. Good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. That's why so many of us love him so much. Because he ran to our rescue. He made a way for us when we did not deserve it. Hallelujah. But he ran to meet us. Aren't you glad that he extended grace when you didn't deserve it? Thank you, Lord. Praise. Yeah. He discovered everything he thought wasn't true, that the devil was just lying to him. So he started to go back home. But what was covered? Well, the Bible says that the father goes, well, he tells his servants, go get me a robe and cover him. He didn't say, go get me any robe. I mentioned this before. He said, no. Now understand, the son dirty, filthy, and foul. But he coming home. So he could have gotten a used robe. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He could have gotten a careworn robe, meaning one that had been worn out a little bit. But he said, go get the best robe. God help me. And I'm going to suggest to you today, I don't care what you've been through, God, if you get serious with him in this last day, he'll give you the best robe. Come on now. He saved the best. There's no condemnation. To those of us who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And as long as you have a mind to serve him and come back home, hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to give you a hand-me-down. I'm going to give you the best that I have. Come on, somebody. You ought to praise him if you believe that he saved the best for last. Oh, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Come on now. Seem like God in the robes, too. I'm going to finish. You know, there were white robes in heaven and all of that. Joseph had a robe. God's in the robe, but he saved the best robe. Hallelujah. I believe the Father had that one on reserve. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Knew the boy was coming back. So don't touch that one. That's where the one has gone astray that's coming home. And when he comes back, we're going to sure enough have a party. We're going to praise God as if we don't have any sense. Because that son who was dead is alive again. Praise his holy name. Come on, Holy Ghost. What was covered? Well, he covered the son with the best robe. And I thought about this thing. I said, never said they bathed him first. Oh, y'all don't like me. In a hog pen. Indigent. No telling how he smelled or smelled. But he covered him. We'll take care of the cleaning later. But I got to cover you now. Hallelujah. And aren't you glad that in the midst of all you've done, he don't always say go straight to the tub or to the blood, but he'll cover you? Cover you while you're cussing. Oh, y'all, I ain't looking for no amen. Cover you while you're drinking. Cover you while you're... He'll cover you. Ooh. Might be dirty, but I'm covered. Might have missed the mark, but I'm covered. May not be everything that I want to be, but I am covered. He covered me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
I dare somebody to say I'm covered. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I miss it, but I'm covered. I'm not perfect, but I'm covered. You may not understand, but he still has me covered. I'm so glad that he covers me. He covered him. And you know, while he was covered with the best robe, folk couldn't see was what was beneath the robe, because the Father had him covered. And aren't some of us glad that they can't see what's beneath the robe? We're glad that he covered us. Oh, come on now. I'm covered. He was covered. He was smelling, but God covered him. The Father covered him. Didn't look like much, but the robe covered him. Thank you, Lord. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel him because he covered me. And you know what? He covered him until he could get clean. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Hadn't gotten there yet. So he covered him in the interim or in the process until he could get to bed. He'll cover you till you get clean because he loved you so much. Praise his holy name. Come on now. Look, the anointing hadn't gone anywhere. The glory hasn't gone anywhere. You might have missed it, but he's got to cover. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So he covered what was covered, all the stuff, stench and all that he had gathered, leaving the Lord.
or leaving his father. Amen.
Amen.
Then finally, what was, we talked about what he discovered and what was recovered. I mean, what was covered. And then finally, what was recovered? Well, the Bible says that Father not only put the robe on him. That would have been enough for me. Just cover me. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't deserve it, but, and again, it's not any robe. What a juxtaposition. All this stuff beneath, but I've got the best robe. I don't deserve it, but I've got the best robe. Good God Almighty. I ain't got to sit in the back if I don't want to. The Father said, you got a seat right up here in the front because I got you covered. Let them whisper all they want. Whisper while I'm covered. God, help me, Holy. I better lead us along. Great God Almighty. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Why the Bible said the sinners are going to heaven before the Pharisees. They always talking. Amen. He said they'll go in before the Pharisees if they get right. Praise his holy name. Thank you, because they understand they need to be covered. Amen. What was recovered, he put a ring on his finger. Now the pastor, I thought about the pastor with this, because oftentimes when people come and join God's Miracle Church, one of the things he says after we invite them in, or as we invite them in, he says, you have all the rights and privileges of everyone else. And that's what the Father was saying to the Son when he put the ring on his finger. You have all the rights and privileges of everybody else in the family. Praise his holy name. Don't you walk around here like you're a second class citizen. No. Hallelujah. You recovered your standing in the family. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Praise his holy name. In other words, it's as if you never left. You recovered. Look, David, if you pursue, you'll recover all. He came home and recovered all. All the rights and privileges of the family. Isn't it good to have all the rights and privileges of the kingdom? God said you may have gone astray, but when you come back to the house, if you've got the right mindset, I'll use you just as I use other folk. You got all the rights and privileges of anybody in my name. You can cast out devils. In my name, you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. In my name, you can pray and I will respond to your prayer. Come on now. Come on now. All the rights and privileges. You've recovered them all. Praise his holy name. Somebody give him praise. If you believe you can recover all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. Amen. Praise his holy name. I think Pastor Michael said one can chase 1,000. Oh, I feel him here. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Because we have that authority. All the rights and privileges in the kingdom. God, I thank you for all the power you've given your children. To cast down devils, to walk in victory, in the name of Jesus. And so we praise you for the privileges of the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Because you said in the kingdom, there's righteousness. In your kingdom, there's peace. And in your kingdom, there's joy in the Holy Ghost. Anybody glad that you have access to joy in the Holy Ghost? Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. God, I feel you here. And not only did he put a ring on his finger, it says he put sandals or shoes on his feet. Hallelujah. Now, those who weren't a part of the family didn't have shoes. So what he was saying is that you're a part of the family. I'm putting shoes on your feet, giving you shoes to say you're not a slave.
That's right. That's right.
But you're a part of the family. Amen. Praise God. He recovered all. Praise his holy name. And so as I finish this thing, I just want to tell you, good God Almighty, that the best robe anointing, I believe this with all my heart. Shout out to the God, help me, Holy Ghost, as far as all who will come back home. You may not have been out there wasting your substance, but maybe you've been living beneath your privilege. God doesn't want you just getting by. He got a best robe anointing that he wants to befall you in the name of Jesus. And Sheila alluded to it again. He wants the glory of the latter house to be greater than the glory of the former house. He wants what you do in this last day to eclipse all you've done in the past days. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. It's the best robe. Glory to God. With all its rights and privileges. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone stand if you would. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. He saved the best. Debbie and Jogi, y'all come up if you would. God has this thing in sync, and I'm going to move on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, Pastor Michael, I believe, had, well, you guys danced, and I'm going to assume that he asked that you dance last week. But you guys danced, and I understand that I wasn't here. But I heard that the glory, my God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. But despite that, I would have done this today. The glory of the latter house is going to be greater than the glory of the former house. You're entering into this season where you're wearing the best robe now. Not because you went astray necessarily like the prodigal son, but because of all you've gone through. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Because of all you've endured and stayed faithful in the process. Your anointing is intensifying, and it's not by chance. God said, I'm now bestowing upon you the best robe, a brand new anointing, a greater glory on you and your ministry. And he said, don't apologize for it. I'm giving it to you. None of us deserve it, but your faithfulness has procured it, has brought it into fruition.
Jesus.
Great man and woman of God, let the Lord use you as he sees fit. Up, and I'm going to say under, even though that's not good English, up under this great best. best robe, anointing. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Every church, even if it's not this, when you minister, the glory will continue to fall. It's the weight of his glory. And again, I hear the Lord say, don't apologize for it. You aren't going to be arrogant. You got the same mindset as that prodigal son. You're just a humble servant. Make me a humble. He knows that. That's why he can use you. Thank you, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for confirming this in Sister Debbie and Sister Brother Jock's spirit today. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
that your hand is upon them. And that the glory of the latter house will be far greater than the glory of the former. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Devin, come up here. Supposed to be here today. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Sharata ishi karandarish.